Come with me, if you will, to a time and to a place that existed in your dimension. A time when angry urban youth revolted against a Cold War culture of paranoia and mistrust. To a place where Generation Xers rallied against the heavy-handed rule issued by their baby boomer parents. The year is somewhere in the early to mid 80s. The place is New York City, possibly CBGB's nightclub, or perhaps even a local suburban basement where someone's parents have vacated for the weekend. It's unclear exactly where we've landed, but tune in, for as familiar as this place sounds, it remains alien and forgotten to most.
Welcome to Cut by Cut Podcast.
The skinheads are drawn to the angry power of punk rock music and display their appreciation of it by thrashing about on the stage and dance floor. The music articulates a rage that all skinheads seem to share, but few seem able to put into words. The shaved heads, the polished steel-tipped work boots, the skinhead style, all provide a refuge and a vague code of conduct for a small segment of our alienated young.
We've been using our fists. And our feet and our boots, our bodies. We don't believe in going around with guns and everything, because that's not really the skinhead way.
A very rainy Sunday in New York, and we have come to CBGB's here in the Lower East Side because the skinhead movement is built essentially around a special kind of rock and roll music, a kind of rock and roll music that is performed here. And we come on Sunday because Sunday for skinheads is thrash day.
Gotta go! not a graffiti artist. I'm a graffiti bomber. There's two styles of graffiti that are trying to, you know, coexist with each other, but it ain't gonna work like that. Blood wars, buddy. Blood wars.
Aw, BS, here I go. BSTIA, that's what we gotta be. Can you feel the mercy? Can you feel the mercy? BSTIA, with the rules of prophecy, in a state of emergency now. Go down here, rock the state, trust us, I'm expecting me. All across the story, see, when you're dangerous, I'm off the scene. BSTIA, have to sleep off merrily. We're in a state of emergency.
Get in the old one, get in the blue brown, get in the blue brown. than you. We're the youth of tonight. Now let the fire was just a fact. Fucking losers who didn't care. We'll live my life with every breath.
I am not Eric the Novel Sound Carlson. I'm Chris by Cut, and if you couldn't already tell, that was not your normal Cut by Cut podcast episode. Last week I promised Eric would be back. Well, fate had a different idea, and came along and sucker punched Eric. So while he's getting some bed rest, I threw together a quickie episode here. With all the more current pop music Eric and I have kind of been talking about for most of the recent episodes, I've really been getting an itch going back to some of the music that really got me to realize that music could change minds, it could change hearts, and I don't know if it can change the world, as that's a theme that Eric and I have been dabbling with over the course of this season, but this is the music that changed my world. So while I'm at risk of getting a little autobiographical or self-indulgent here, I hope you guys enjoyed some of the music. So what you heard was Agnostic Front with the song Gotta Go off their 1998 album Something's Gotta Give. Now, I know the intro I played had us going back to 1980s, early to mid-80s. And Agnostic Front does go far back, but Gotta Go was one of those songs that got me going into the music. So, and they were a band that really scared me. They were these big muscular guys, and they get down right in the pit with you and throw you around, and it was terrifying and exhilarating at the same time. So that's why I threw that track on there. Next, I went with Sick of It All, which was another early favorite of mine, with a song called Friends Like You off their self-titled EP from 1987. Next, you heard the Cro-Mags with their song World Peace off their album Age of Quarrel from 1986. I chuckle there a little bit because with a song title like that, maybe you think you're going to get something that's a little, kumbaya, why can't we all get along? But the point of that song was pretty much repeating world peace can't be done, it just can't exist, over and over again. As positive as those guys tend to be, that song not so much. After that, you heard Nausea with Technologic Kill off their album Extinction from 1988. And then we rolled right into the Beastie Boys, playing their song Beastie Boys off their Polywog Stew EP from 1982. That's right, folks. I don't know if you heard it here first or not, but Beastie Boys used to be hardcore. Dig it. And next was Warzone with Skinhead Youth off the album of the same name. After that, you heard the Stormtroopers of Death with their, I gave you a double dose of them with their intro, March of the Stormtroopers of Death, which bleeds into their first full track, Sergeant D and the Stormtroopers of Death. This band was important to me, because it happened right in the middle of some Anthrax albums. So the band is made up, or was made up of at the time, Scott Ian and the drummer from Anthrax, Charlie Benante, and an ex-bassist from Anthrax called Dan Lilker, a guy named Billy Milano on vocals. But the reason why this band is important to me is that their bassist Lilker went on to play in Nuclear Assault, which I think I've talked about on previous podcasts. And obviously, Scott Ian went on with Anthrax. And Milano went off to do Method of Destruction, also known as MOD, which was another thrash band carrying on where Stormtroopers of Death left off, minus Scott Ian. Last you heard Youth of Today with their song Youth of Today off their album Can't Close My Eyes from 1985. I could go on and on at this point about Youth of Today and the straight edge movement and grabbing the torch where a lot of the DC hardcore straight edge bands had left off. But I'll save that for another time. I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening to this little, like I said, I think this ended up being a little more self-indulgent than I intended it to be. But yeah, this has been Cut by Cut Podcast. And if you like what you heard, send us a note. You can find us on Instagram at CutXCutPodcast. We're on Facebook at CutXCutPodcast. You can write us some emails at CutXCutPodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Radio Mutation. So head on over to RadioMutation.com and check out all the garage rock channels they got going on over there. Head on over to iTunes, leave us some feedback and, a 5-star review if you're feeling so inclined. I appreciate you guys taking the time to stick with me here and listen to some 1980s hardcore. I hope it was okay for you. And as usual, thank you for listening and we'll talk to you next week where I'm pretty sure Eric will be back, but, feel free to head on over there, Instagram, send Eric your love. He's getting some bed rest, and I don't want to spend too much time getting into all that, but yeah, I think as I mentioned earlier in the episode, he got dealt a low blow by just whatever, fate. So, send him some virtual hugs. We love him. He's on the mend. Everything's going to be okay, and he will be back next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Cut by Cut Podcast. See you next time.
Graffiti writing in New York is a vocation. Its traditions are handed down from one youthful generation to the next. To some, it's art. To most people, however, it is a plague that never ends. A symbol that we've lost control, lost control, lost control, lost control, lost control, lost control, lost control.